Hey, welcome back. This is a segment we've been trying to line up for about a week now, and so I'm very happy to have a couple of guests joining us. This story you heard last week, I think it came out, but there's more to the story that I'd like to bring in to our discussion. This is about high school students across Canada will now be given training, some of them, on how to respond when someone is overdosing on opioids, how to administer naloxone, which are kits that you can get in Ontario free at any pharmacy. Just ask for one at the counter. It's a drug used to reverse the effects of overdoses, and we know that opioid overdoses are an epidemic across this country. The number of people dying from this is phenomenal, and I would imagine that most of you have a story you could tell about yourself, your family, or friends who have had an incident where there was an opioid overdose, often where there was a life saved by the administration of naloxone. So, my guests are from the Advanced Coronary Treatment Foundation. Joining us is the Executive Director, Sandra Clark, and ACT's National Medical Director, Dr. Mike Austin. Both of you, welcome to the program. It's good to talk with you.
Thank you.
I'm not sure where to start. Maybe we start with Sandra, and if you think this should be handed off to the doctor, let me know. I want to talk a little bit in the time that we have about naloxone and what you're going to be doing, but I'm also very interested in the other things that you teach in high school, so I want to save some time for that. But starting with naloxone, this sounds like it's a new initiative. I think we all understand the need for this. I think it makes sense that high school students would be the target audience because a lot of them will have friends that are affected by this. What are they going to learn? How many of them are going to learn it? When, where, and how?
Yeah, so the ACT Foundation, I'll start by saying the ACT Foundation works with high schools across the country and as well as has established the CPR and defibrillation training program in high schools across the country. And we train teachers to train students, and we give them the resources, like the mannequins and other resources they need to train students in the CPR program, and then also how to use defibrillators. So the students are already prepared every year. New students are prepared to save a life, whether it be a heart attack or a cardiac arrest from another cause. So it was a natural kind of next step to look at how we could offer how to respond to an opioid overdose as a adding to the student's life-saving toolbox, if you will. The students are already learning CPR. Now we're offering to schools on a voluntary basis, if they would like to, train the students in how to respond to an opioid, a suspected opioid overdose. So what the training will involve is the teachers will be able to teach the students what are opioids and how do opioid overdoses happen. The teachers will be able to teach the students what is naloxone and how does it work and recognizing a suspected opioid overdose. And the teachers will be able to teach the students in how to respond to a suspected opioid overdose, including calling 911 quickly, which is so important. And if the person is not responsive and not breathing, the student will already know to start CPR, and now they will learn how to give nasal naloxone spray if they suspect an opioid overdose.
So you're already teaching you're a train the trainer organization, so you're teaching the teachers how to train the students. How much time does it take to train the existing program with CPR and defibrillators and to train a student? Is it a 2-hour class? Is it a 1-hour class?
Yeah.
And how much time does this add? And is it separate or is it conjoined with the other training?
So as we offer the program, as we've already trained about 600 teachers in 230 schools across the country in the train the trainer model. So the ACT Foundation brings in CPR agencies at the community level to train the teachers at the schools once the schools say we're interested in delivering the program. And then we donate the training mannequins and the other resources. for the teachers to be trained to teach the students in CPR and AED and now the opioid overdose response, it takes 1 day of teacher training. And the teachers are so enthusiastic, and the school boards work mm-hmm. with, we work with the school boards to find that day for the training, and then we bring in the local trainers to train them. In terms of teaching the students, this opioid overdose response training can be added seamlessly to the CPR. You know, our estimate is it might take 40 minutes to an hour for the training, because the students have already been taught CPR. And so now this is teaching them a little bit more about it, teaching them about opioids, teaching them about naloxone. And then they practice scenarios like they would with the CPR, and they practice scenarios on how they would respond. So it's being seamlessly integrated into the CPR training mm-hmm. that students already receive.
And how long does that take in terms of for a student in a high school to learn the CPR program and the defibrillation training? Like, how much classroom time is that? Because I think that's probably the best used classroom time, no matter how long it is in school.
Yeah, so it only takes a few hours. Some teachers teach a little more. Some teach, so it can be as little as 2 to 4 hours to teach the students in the CPR and how to use the AED. And interestingly, the teachers tell us that it's the most popular component of health in the phys ed curriculum, because it's a relevant skill that yeah. students want to learn and want to be empowered.
We could take, 2 days off the history curriculum and put this in instead, and it would be so much more productive and useful. Let me have I've got a question here for Dr. Austin. I think you're probably the right of the person of the pair to answer this. I've got naloxone kits at home. I've had, I've had experiences where people that I love have had overdoses. I didn't administer naloxone, but somebody else did, thank God, and the ambulance arrived very quickly. But should I ever be concerned that I'm giving naloxone and there's going to be a bad response if it's actually not the right thing to do? I mean, I might worry about that.
Sure, no, that's a great question. And I think this is, one of the reasons why we've added it to this curriculum, because it is so safe. Giving naloxone and the ease of doing it, it's a nasal spray, so there's no injection. So it's just essentially like the sprays that you would buy, you've seen in the pharmacy. So the reality is that naloxone itself is very, very safe. So if a person collapses and there's a suspected, potential overdose that contributed to that, giving naloxone is not going to contribute to any, negative effects. You're better to respond to that than not to. And really, the level of the students that we're teaching, we're really empowering them to respond to these emergencies, because we know that time is sensitive for either people who have had a collapse and require CPR, or those who have collapsed and require, interventions from an overdose. So we're really taking the treatment to the patient and engaging course of students and calling 911 to engage that sort of chain of life.
So if someone's unconscious, I believe that it's an opioid overdose, they're not breathing, naloxone is not going to make it worse.
That's correct. Yep. No, absolutely. Sometimes, obviously, if the overdose is reversed, then the patient might wake up quite abruptly. So, we educate students around that, but and confused and things like that. But otherwise, no, there's no negative outcomes. The medication is very, very safe.
If I'm an educator, Sandra, or a parent of a child in high school, and I want this kind of training done in my school, who do I talk to?
So you should contact the ACT Foundation. Our website or our email is act@actfoundation.ca, or you could go to the ACT Foundation website. And we are right now offering it to schools, and we're reaching out to schools and asking in a voluntary manner if they're interested. And then once they express their interest, then we help them set it up. It's very easy to set up.
Is there a fee involved for the school?
No, that's the beauty of it. We have everything the ACT Foundation does with the schools and implementing the CPR and AED program is free for the schools. And with the naloxone, with the opioid overdose response training enhancement to the CPR, we have a contribution from Health Canada to help support this. So it is free for schools.
Awesome. This sounds like a fantastic program. Thank you both for spending some time with us this morning. Sandra Clark is the executive director of the Advanced Coronary Treatment Foundation, the ACT Foundation. Dr. Mike Austin is their national medical director. I can't imagine 4 or 5 hours better spent in a high school classroom than learning how to save a life. It just gives people so much confidence when they have first aid training.